Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. 2 weeks ago when I was preparing to leave for Las Vegas, I realized that I needed help. I had more than my usual two bags, small suitcase and a computer bag. This time I had an additional smaller bag that I needed to pack. Hey, a girl's got to have an assortment of style and shoes in Vegas, know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm probably the lightest traveler you will ever meet. All of my friends were at a big fundraiser at church just a block away, and I had more to carry than what would have been comfortable to walk 6 long city blocks to the train station in 100-degree heat. I thought about just calling a cab, but then I thought, I'll just knock on Kate's door and see if she'll take me to the train station. Kate is a neighbor, an acquaintance, a TV producer, super intelligent, and a really nice gal. I wouldn't call Kate and I friends because we don't share any secrets, war stories, or seek each other's advice, suggestions, or opinion. I'm certain you know the difference between an acquaintance and a friend. Well, I'm of the mindset that if I need help, then I'm asking for it. I shed my silly pride several years ago when I ran out of food and couldn't pay rent, so I have no problem asking for a little help now and then. Kate lives in my building, so I went upstairs and asked if she would run me to the train station in a couple hours. She seemed more than happy to do it. I figured Kate would do it, but she honestly and genuinely seemed pleased to do it. After Kate and I buckled in and she was pulling away from the curb, she said, "I'm really happy to do this for you, and this gives me a chance to repay some karma." Kate told me about earlier in the day she had a friend that needed a ride, and she didn't even offer a ride to her when she needed it. Kate just wanted to come home and take a nap. But when I knocked on her door, Kate had been taking that nap, and I woke her up. We both giggled at the setup by the universe and how she was given the chance to pay back the karma through me. We also talked about what would be the likely scenario if she would have just turned me down. Maybe her car would have broke down, or maybe she would have been in need, or not had her call returned. Who knows? I told Kate about this little timeline that I go by in order to thrust myself into action. Once I realize change needs to occur, or karma needs to be repaid, whether that be changing a light bulb, changing my attitude, or asking for forgiveness, I give myself 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, or 3 weeks to make that change. And yes, I really do change a light bulb within 3 minutes of it burning out, and I do my best not to let anything go beyond 3 weeks that needs my attention. I'm pretty much a 3 minute, 3 hour girl. If I need to clear, clean, or clarify anything, I do it within myself a lot of time. Interestingly enough, Kate was right in the midst of clearing her karma within 3 hours of the onset. Don't you just love this stuff? Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.